Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening. Welcome to the LSO Truth Show. I apologize that we had a little technical difficulty, but we are here. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO, a product line of self-published books, Taste and Treats, Erotic Playground, and Sultry, Intoxicating, and Naughty, along with your yearly calendars and much, much more. LSO books have recipes to add spice to your life with well-seasoned words to entice your taste buds. If you are looking for erotica that is different, fun, and exciting, look no further than LSO. She is not your normal erotic poet. She takes you on an erotic journey that is incredibly unique. By the time you have finished reading, her talent would have captivated all your senses, where you have now become one in an inspired reality of her reading. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination takes you on a flight of your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the erotic expressions of her poetry. LSO is creating magic with words. So come along for the ride. If so, LSO and Soldier of Love will be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in to lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend to invite them to listen in as well. Don't forget to join the Lawless Radio LSO Treats Facebook group, where posts continue the conversations or start new conversations. Please hold, we're about to include Soldier of Love. Today marks the third of our second season show on the Lawless Radio LSO. And I'm sorry, my tongue is like real heavy right now. Let's start all over. Today marks the third of our second season show on the Lawless Radio. Lawless LSO and Soldier of Love thanks each and every one of you for listening in and participating in our treats conversation. Now it's time to continue celebrating. We'll celebrate until we tire of celebrating. So with that said, let's go. It's about to get hot in here. We are going to handle our business and finish up what we started. Of course, this evening, Confessions is going to be transparency at its best. LSO and Soldier of Love will have a discussion, and we invite you to join in as well. These are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, a spanking may be necessary. So enjoy this ride. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treats Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcome. Transparency at its best. Soldier of Love, how are you?
Man, what's going on? Soldier's a little down for the count again. Soldier got a little cold, a little congestion, just definitely got sick a few weeks ago, and basically what we're finding out is that my immune system is really down and out because I don't sleep very well. So been working with the sleep clinic, have an appointment Wednesday, trying to get that on deck. But yeah, I'm definitely so forgive my voice tonight. I'm a little hoarse, a lot of coughing going on. I got some drugs, got some over the counter stuff. So we just gonna keep doing what we do until I get better. You know what I'm saying? Until we figure out why I can't sleep.
Are the over the counter drugs working for you?
Not right now. I probably need some antibiotics because when I get sick, basically I get sick extremely fast. So right now I was feeling fine earlier. Now I feel like I'm catching fever. I'm hot, I'm cold, so, yeah.
Oh.
But I'm here. We're going to rock out. We're going to do what we do.
Okay. Well, we just going to, before we even get into our conversations, we just going to have simple conversations. We're going to talk about our weekend because we were, it was a rush to set up and get everything together. I have to do some posts to let people know that, you know, we handled it and we're back on. So tell us a little bit about your weekend while I get all of this together, and then I'll tell you about mine.
Cool. So the weekend was spent basically doing some great things. I went to a home buying seminar because I don't remember if I let the folks know that Soldier's in the process of being a homeowner, whether it's going to be a condo, a townhouse, a co-op, I'm not sure yet, or a traditional home. So I went to this home buying seminar called NACA, and maybe we could even do a show about it. So basically, sounds too good to be true, but it was, you know, no down payment, no PMI, no closing costs. You know, there's some stuff that you have to do as a participant to the program, but hey, listen, if it doesn't cut into your baseline, then, you know, it might be the way to go. So I spent about 5 hours there on Saturday, and then, you know, got a chance to kind of come home, cook some food, relax. Then I went out on a date, which is cool. So the funny thing is, I don't know if anybody, I don't even know if you know. So at 48 years old, I do not wear shorts. So on Saturday, my date said, you know what?
You wore shorts?
I bought 12 pairs of shorts.
Like one, two, so, together?
Like 12 pairs of shorts.
Okay, what's on fire? What brought all this on?
I mean, it was hot. I don't own shorts. She was like, you have great legs. So, and she has great legs. She's pretty amazing. You know, Soldier's off the market. So, hold on one second.
Officially off the market. Ah!
Shh.
Go, bro. So, I'm sorry. Did I get excited?
Shh. Yeah, yeah. So what we also want to do is, so what I need y'all to do for me, I need y'all to really pray for me, because guess what? School starts on Wednesday. So,
like this is Wednesday?
Oh, really? Really? Don't give me the sigh like that. Don't give me the sigh. Like, yes, I'm feeling it. So, yeah, so Soldier's about to be off the market because, yeah, even school is going to have me wrapped. I mean, yo, you should see, I'm with one of the same professors that I had before, but, yo, I'm gonna need your help, or I'm gonna need y'all to pray for me. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, well, that we can do.
You sure you got me? Because the schoolwork is going to be serious.
I want to keep you in my prayers, because especially when you get sick, I hate when you're sick, and it's like, okay, there's nothing I can do when you're sick, and it pisses me off to know that you're sick. And I'm like, you know what? I'm about to come up the road and just, you know, just take him and just shake whatever's in him out of him so he can get better. But I'm, you know, knowing that, you know, that it doesn't work like that. But I just wanted to do it just to make sure that you're healthy and you're fine.
I'm trying to get there because, like I said, this lack of sleep is really, it's killing, you know, lack of better words, it's killing me, man. And, you know, like I said, but I did approach it. I did approach it in terms of, you know, going to the sleep clinic, and I'm following it. Only got a couple of more days left, so. But yeah, this lack of sleep is killing me, man. Like it's killing me, yo, like for real. So that's pretty much what's going on with Soldier. You know, got a clean bill of health, but outside of, you know, low, you know, cold, congestion, bronchitis or whatever I have bad tonsils, so you know, that's always been the sore spot for me. But outside of that, you know, weekend was cool. Like I said, LSO, just really trying to get this property popping. Schoolwork is about to be in the middle of the throngs, and you know, we gonna work hard. We gonna get it done. We got work to do. So, and here we are, another great show. Topic is hot. So you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the pursuit.
Before we even jump into that, we're going to talk about the pursuit. But before we do that, I'm going to tell you about my weekend very briefly. And what we'll do is just pick up the rest of tonight's conversation again on another show. We'll just make it a part two. This weekend was my 30th prom, high school prom. So we called it a high school prom. it's been 30 years that I've been out of high school. And it was phenomenal to see maybe about 40-ish or so of us came together, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time. And then afterwards, we hung out, a couple of us, we hung out afterwards. And then on Saturday, we had the picnic prom. And it's unfortunate that a couple of, like two people from our graduating class had passed, and one more recent, like as recent as December. So we collected a donation, and, you know, as a graduating class, we presented it to his daughter and his mother. And his mom was just, like, so overwhelmed for words. She couldn't even speak, and she was just like, thank you. And his daughter was just overwhelmed as well. But I can say I had a very good weekend. I was extremely tired. When was it? Friday, I came home. Good thing was I had prepared my clothes for Friday on Thursday night. So all I had to do was come home, shit, shower, shave, change into the clothes, and right back out the door. And when I finally got to sleep from all the ripping and running was maybe about 6 o'clock on Saturday from the time I left my house for work on Friday. But I can honestly say I had a lovely weekend seeing all of the alumni of William H. Maxwell. But now that we got those preliminaries out the way, excuse me, now I got the hiccups and growing, and I think I'm set up and everything. So you ready? You ready? You ready?
Always ready. Come on, now stop playing.
Okay. Well, tonight's show, we're going to be talking about the pursuit. And if they want you, they'll pursue you. That's what we want to talk about tonight. So the first question was, and this has two parts to it. Who is responsible to pursue? And do you pursue one person at a time? And if multiple, why? So I'm going to read one from a female, one from a male. The kitty meow, she put, either party can pursue. You see something you like, you go get it. No set rules to that. Then she put LMAO and she put exclamation point and lined it up and all this other stuff. If you're single and mingling, do you. So that means pursuing more than one person at a time. And if multiple, why? Interviewing multiple candidates is okay to do. Some not all may fit or may not fit your criteria. Now, from a male's perspective, he put, I'm a hunter, exclamation point. So I always hunt my prey, exclamation point. And he did acknowledge that he's been hunted. He said, I like the chase better than being chased. Then he said, age plays, wait a minute. Oh, he got something different. Okay. His page was something different because on his, it said, does age play a part in the pursuer? And he said, age plays a part in it all. Younger wants older wants younger. Either sex or money is the payment on either end. Oh. So, Soldier, I'm going to ask you. Who is responsible?
You put me on the spot tonight. Huh?
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot. Even though you're off the market now, but I'm putting you on the spot.
Thank you, baby. So listen. All right, so here's the deal. Yes, we will agree that a man is supposed to court a woman, right? We agree.
Mm-hmm.
Right? However, women, señoras, señoritas, listen. Men, sorry, brothers, I'm going to throw us under the bus for a minute. We're not the brightest bulbs in the bunch. So although you may be spending time with us, right, sometimes we really don't understand. We really may not even know if you really like us. And let me finish, right? because I know there are some women and that go out with men because a man is going to, you know, treat them to dinner and buy drinks. And if she, you know, she can call all her girls and be like, hey, you know, such and such is meeting us tonight. You know, he's taking us out for drinks. Now, honestly, I think I got a problem with that because at the end of the day, I think, and we spoke about it time and time again, it's about reciprocity, right? It's give and take, right? Because I'd like to think that any person, whether it's man, whether it's woman, would want to feel like I have to do everything. Imagine how you would feel if you had to plan every date, if you had to plan every dinner, if you had to plan when you wanted to see the person, right? Now, let's be clear, right? A man is supposed to court a woman. So, yes, there are things that a man's supposed to do, but I also believe that there are things that women can do to let a man know, hey, I am interested in you. You know what I'm saying? Because, honestly, and I've been guilty of that, not knowing how a woman felt about me. I mean, I've had women say, well, dude, I'm spending time with you, and I'm like, okay, thank you, but that doesn't give me any indication. I mean, I spend time with my friends. I spend time with, you know, my female, you know, colleagues, my women colleagues. So that doesn't give me any indication because you're spending time with me that you like me or you're remotely interested in me. You could just be going out with me because I'm going to treat you to dinner or treat you to drinks or whatever. So I think there just needs to be a different conversation. There needs to be some reciprocity. You know, I mean, I know a couple of women I feel like, listen, I'm just there to show up and be cute. And when I feel like turning it on, then I'm going to turn it on. And I know somebody who basically lives down the block from me. And I'm like, okay, that's her MO. She was like, I'm never going to tell a man how I feel about him until I'm 100% sure. So I was like, okay, so how long does that usually take? She was like, you know, 6 to 8 months, maybe a year. And I'm like, so a dude is supposed to wait, take you out for 6 months to a year for him to, for, and I, so all I said to her is, how is that working out for you? Because every time I see you, you're single. So my thing is, listen, I'm not saying you got to stop doing what you do, but let's have a different conversation. Sometimes, again, my favorite saying is how you show up. Listen, nobody's saying you got to give the dude access to the bank account, but women, ladies, senoras, senoritas, I'm saying just a little love, a little, you know what, even if your love language is not, even if your love language is not, yo, I'm checking for you, but if you know he likes baseball or basketball or dancing, that's not going to hurt. But then some women will say, nah, if I do that, he's going to think I'm thirsty. Well, then if a dude does that and he thinks you're thirsty, then clearly he's not the one for you. But there's nothing wrong, women, with doing something nice for a dude. You know, and that's all I'm saying. Whether it's, you know, if he likes, I don't know, motorcycle racing or basketball games. Just, it's not that hard. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's reciprocity that needs to take place. So, yeah, there you have it.
You know, like, back in the days, not like it's really that long ago, I would say it's the man's job to pursue because the man is the hunter, like, like the gentleman said, the man is the hunter, the women are the prey. But now things have become so modernized and things have changed. And as much as you may or may not want to adapt to the changes that are going on, if you don't adapt to the changes, you're going to be left behind and you're going to be left by yourself. So some things you're going to have to make some changes. And I would say this is one of the things as far as pursuing. If you see someone that you like and you may or may not know this person has an interest in you too, there's nothing wrong with a woman approaching a man. This is my personal opinion, my personal feelings. I don't think it's anything wrong with a woman approaching a man, you know, just on casual conversation and what have you. Now, once the woman has taken the initial approach to reach out to the man, now it's the man's responsibility to take it further if he's interested in her as well. The hard part is the initial introduction or what have you, or letting the person know that you actually like them. And then everything else after that should become easy. And, you know, should you pursue one person at a time? I would say yes, because therefore that'll give you the opportunity to focus on that one person. Whereas someone else may say, no, you pursue as many people as you want, and whoever bites, that's the one you go with or what have you. But, you know, I don't knock anybody's anything, but for me, if it's someone I have an interest in, then I'm going to show my interest to that particular person until, you know, if things was to sway, then at that particular time, then, you know, I'll start back at the drawing board again. But at this day and age, women, if you see a man of interest, it doesn't hurt to reach out to him and, you know, say hello, do whatever. I don't know. But, you know, it'll help with people not being single and or not being single for so long if, you know, they put their self out there as well. Because the same way women don't like rejection, men don't like rejection either. So
it's all about reciprocity.
I tell you, this right here is like a doozy. Okay, and then the next question was, does age play a part in the pursuer? Because I have like two different papers, and one has more questions on it than the other from the answers. Does age play a part in the pursuer, and what about your upbringing? Okay, the gentleman put, age plays a part in it all. Younger wants older, older wants younger. Either sex or money is the payment on either end. But I feel like a man should be the aggressor, but in the new age of the Me Too movement, things are different, which is similar to what I had just said a few minutes ago in reference to you have to change according to the times, and you change as much as what makes you comfortable in the change. But just know, If you're not getting any results from doing things the old way, then you may have to convert over to a newer way so that, you know, things can be a little better for you. I'm just saying. We had Kitty Meow. She put, I wouldn't say age. I would say maturity level. There are some dumbass older people out here, LMAO. And she put, if possibly can, some may have been raised to not accept a woman pursuing them, which is true if you're from, like, the olden times or a different era or the earlier era. You know, a woman is not supposed to pursue a man. The man is supposed to do.
Dude, did you just say olden times? What is this, the golden age? Oh. Did you say olden times? Come on, man.
The olden times.
What is this, King Lancelot and Merlin and his men? Is it Game of Thrones? Did you say olden times, dude? Really?
I saw it.
I'm so done. You lucky I'm not feeling well tonight. I don't have no good comeback, but really?
In the olden times.
This is what, like, we do, ladies and gentlemen. This is
time,
what happens,
you know,
on this. She said olden times. Lord have mercy.
And like Matlock times and Agatha Christie times. Murder, She Wrote times. Okay, well, what do you have to say about this? Does age play a part in the pursuer, and what about your upbringing?
I mean, I wouldn't say age plays a part. You know, I'd just say, you know, it's maturity level. You know, different strokes for different folks, you know? But you're right. I just think, like, at the end of the day, man, people really need to get it together. You know, we all can be great. We all can have amazing relationships, but it's how you show up. You know, listen, you can show up for every argument. You can. But it's how you approach it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, and, you know, for me, love changed my life. And I really try to understand it. I mean, I read a lot about it. And we talk a lot about communication, right? And up until, I don't know, a few months ago, communication is very important. But what's more important than communication, which I didn't get until a few months ago, is comprehension. Because we can talk all day, right? If we're in a relationship, we could talk about what's bothering me, what's bothering you. But if we don't comprehend one another, we're lost. That communication means nothing. It's like we're talking at the same time. So it means nothing. So, you know, we need to really understand how this works because, like I said, it's a maturity thing, right? Because some people think, oh, for every argument, you got to show up or, you know, for every debate or, you know, this chick gets on my nerves or this dude gets on my nerves. Well, listen, nobody's perfect. You know, and you need to understand why somebody gets on your nerves or because 90% of the time, that person's not really getting on your nerves. It's something going on with you. So
right.
I took the long answer. I'm just saying, like, you know, at the end of the day, we just have a better part to play. But it's really about comprehension. We need to start doing better with not just communicating with each other, but really trying to understand each other. And even if you don't get it, try to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Try to understand what that person was feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we talk not to listen. We talk because we ready to respond. And it's like, yo, just – and everything doesn't require a response. So there you have it.
But, oh, gosh, I just lost my thought. I was just piggybacking off of what you had said. Oh, yeah, about the maturity. I believe, yes, it is a maturity level of it. And when you accept the maturity in it, then it doesn't matter if you're the hunter or if you're being hunted because you'll know how to respond. And also with the communication, if you are unclear about something, get clarity on it. Because just because you spoke those words to me does not mean I interpreted what it is you meant. Now, you can use the same sentence, and depending on where you put the comma, the semicolon, period, exclamation point, it would totally change the meaning of what you just said. So at any time in your communication, if you're not understanding, please get clarity as to what's going on so that both is not only in the same book, but you're both on the same page. In the same book, in on the same paragraph, and everything. But we've been talking for a couple of minutes now. Of course, you know we got to play some music, so Vixen, don't go and have a fit. But I'm going to leave y'all with this question, something to think about until we come back. Can someone perceive you as aggressive because of the pursuit? And how aggressive should you be? Now, I gave y'all a lot to think about, so when I come back, I want to hear some good answers from you. Y'all hear me? I want to hear some good, good answers. Hold on, we'll be right back.
What's up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening home to an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this floating that extreme, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I can get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carried to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook. And my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes, because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
This party ain't over. Hang out, take over. Take out, take over. Stay down and stay over. This party ain't over. My eyes are glazed over. Go out and go over. Come out and come over.
I feel like I know you. Love when I approach you. Love what you devote to. Get it how you're supposed to. Got something to show you.
Take out to take over. Stay out and stay over. This party ain't over. My eyes are glazed over. Go out and go over. Come out and come over.
I keep sunny side up when I poach it. I funny guy right when I show up. My money, my right, get loose, can't fight. So brother, keep the beats like a holster. Something in my soda. Something on the sofa. I came in when she came over. I'm laid out when she lay over.
Oh, 937 The Beat. H-Town's real hip-hop and R&B. Debbie Dez in the studio.
Boys Neighborhood. 777, happy Tuesday to everybody out there, man. It is going down, man. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold up, hold up. Wait in the morning, shade 4-5.
From Hustle City to Killer City and back. We be banging on the radio, banging on the track.
When the bass hits my chest, I'll be banging on the radio. I'll be banging, but stop banging on the radio. When the bass hits my chest, I'll be banging on the radio. Trying to get my pussy cat. I'm pretty in purple. I'm pretty in pink. My hair on point. My nails on fleek. And I'm riding through Kansas City and everybody's tripping. I'm banging on the radio with the top missing. Stack up, grind hard. We making money all day. Stalkers in the rear view. Trying to do it our way. Like back up, back up. If you're not talking about money, we go act up, act up. If you try to take it from me, I'm a boss ass bitch. A boss. For my clique, we getting money, y'all ain't getting shit, shit. I take that back, I take that back, y'all be getting pissed.
Should you be? Okay, well, Kitty Meow put, it depends on one's approach. I'm not aggressive if when I pursue a guy, but some women can be and some men like that. They said, that's gogged by the pursuee, LOL. Some don't require extra aggression and some may like it, LOL. Muscle Max, he said, like I said, the Me Too movement, and yeah, Me Too in quotes, has made it hard for real men to be able to approach women. The aggression could be confused as toxic masculinity. Oh, well, all right. So, Soldier, what do you have to say about that? Can someone perceive you as aggressive because of efficacy? Not necessarily you per se, but you know.
So
before you answer that, because I did receive a text while we was on break. disconnect, but that's why texting is dangerous. And I think she was talking in reference to when we were talking about communication and interpreting how someone interprets what it is you're actually saying, and to get clarity when you don't know. But go ahead.
So, yeah, that's a great point. You know, I mean, listen, there's definitely a situation where somebody can be too aggressive, right? But, you know, thank goodness for technology, because we have ways where we can block numbers and delete numbers and block email addresses. So, again, right, I mean, people, let's be clear. It's how you show up, right? I mean, the one thing we don't do, we really don't listen to our intuition often. We all have it. Even men, believe it or not, we just don't realize we do. But even men have it. And 90% of the times, you already know whether you're gonna want to spend time with somebody all night or not. And I just think that, with that said, we just need to really be honest about ourselves and who we are. And I said all that to say what? That yes, right? You can come across as too aggressive. You see, I can't even talk tonight because I'm sick. But you can definitely come across as too aggressive, right? However, I think what happens, and I'm you know me, full transparency, I've been guilty of going too hard in the paint. Meaning, I've been guilty of going too hard, you know, doing a little too much, a little too fast, a little too soon. Now, there's a couple of things, right, that can scare people away. That may give the impression that you're thirsty or you're desperate. Or, again, people may just feel like, listen, I like the chase. I like the cat and mouse. So people need to earn, you know what I'm saying, the time you spend with them. People need to earn a chance at your heart. And guess what? You know what? It just, when you spend enough time with somebody when you have enough conversation with somebody, you can kind of, I think, or you should have some inkling, some intuition, some relatively common sense about whether somebody's being a little too aggressive. You know, I wouldn't necessarily say on a first date, go to somebody's house, sit and have wine up on the rooftop. But you know what? People are grown. But you know what? In that same breath, all jokes aside, what I will say is that if somebody makes you feel comfortable enough where you can do that, then go for it. Because guess what? Intuition is everything. We know. We just don't pay attention. We know. We know when we shouldn't have messed with that dude or that young lady. We know that. You know what I'm saying? So just be easy, you know, and live for the moment. Don't think about, man, you know, this woman has everything I want, or this dude has everything I want. You know, I want to snatch this person up. I mean, dude, just relax. Just enjoy today and don't necessarily worry about tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I'm learning to live by, you know, when you always say just live in the moment. So as of recently, when I say recently, meaning like since the show or however long, that's what I've been doing, living in the moment and enjoying the moment and not expecting or looking past what's happening in that moment, not forecasting anything, not making anything a possibility, just enjoying in that moment until that inkling tells me something different, where whatever it is, it can mature into something more than. So I don't know. It's just, it's hard because sometimes I've been told I'm aggressive, and I don't see me as being aggressive. I just see me as I'm having a conversation, or I'm talking to you, or whatever the case may be. But I don't know. People tend to get intimidated by me for whatever the reason. So, you know, I've been told if someone is intimidated by you, then that's probably because they can't handle you. And no, I am not a bully. That mean they just can't handle me.
Beg to differ. Beg to differ.
Mm-hmm. You're really agreeing with that nonsense?
Absolutely.
So you think I'm a bully? That is such a harsh word. I think you and everyone else who possibly thinks that should take that back, because that is so far from who I am.
No, hold on.
So far from who I am.
Listen. Nobody's saying it's a bad thing. It's like, remember, relax, easy, killer. Nobody's saying it's a bad thing. So sometimes, sometimes we just need to embrace some of our crazy. And being a bully doesn't mean anything bad unless it's the context you use it in, right? So easy, killer. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But I would say you definitely have a strong, very strong personality. And maybe bully is not the right choice of word. But when you want something, Lord Father, watch out, world. Jesus Christ. And that's why you laughing, because I've known you for damn near 30 years. So don't give me no ish. I'm going to call you out. Don't let me put you on blast on the next show. I seen you grab up a dude by the throat. So,
Woo! It's getting hot in here. I tell
next
you,
question. Next question.
No, but I'm going to defend my damn ground. I am not aggressive, but I do know what it is I want and what it is I'm going to accept. So that he doesn't waste his breath on the nonsense, don't come at me sideways. Come at me straight.
Because we know you ain't building a man.
Did you tell him again. Tell them again.
We know you're not building a man.
Okay. People be text messaging me, and the next is text message. You tell people you want to jump on their back and you're a bully. Whatever. Only people I tell I'm jumping on their back is the people who bother me and harass me, and they know I'm going to pay them a visit. So let's not do all of that. And yes, when I say I'm going to jump on your back, I will jump on your back. But my thing is, be open and honest with me. That's my thing. Because when you be honest with me, you're giving me the opportunity to make a decision that's best for me pertaining to you. When you're not honest with me, that means you're taking my entire voice away from the whole situation and you're feeding me bullshit. And that I'm not going to tolerate. Because you never know. If you come at me honestly and say, whatever, X, Y, Z, I just may be like, hey, I feel the same way you feel. So if you come at me saying, oh, well, I don't want a relationship, you know what? Neither do I, but I can fuck you, then you go home and wherever you're going, and we good. But when you come at me sideways on a pretense, oh, I want to be in a relationship, I love you, I miss you, I want to be with you, I'm crushing on you, and then we spend a couple of times, and then whatever happens, and you come at, oh, well, you know, it's not just about you, it's me, all that bullshit, then I have to jump on your back. Because that right there is not you wasting my time. And
let me ask you this, though.
You cannot get back.
I mean, that, yes. So perception is everything. So, and although somebody may have wasted your time, it's a learning lesson, number one. And number two, sometimes we just need to be thankful that that person didn't stay in our lives. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I hear you. I'm not, by no means, am I disagreeing with you. You know what I'm saying? But I think, I'm just telling you from firsthand experience, yo, full transparency, I spent a great many years, and I'm not afraid to admit it, I spent a great many years being angry for all the hearts that all the women that have broken my heart. And I'm not looking for a sob story, because I mean, yeah, I broke some hearts too, but the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, and you know my favorite word, what I hate is that word, ghosting. You know what I'm saying? I spent many years angry about that, and I mean, I'm just being real, like, because I couldn't understand, like, how you share space and time with somebody and not even have you know, that modicum of respect to say, listen, I'm just not interested in you romantically. But what I had to realize and what I had to learn is that, you know what, although I may be okay with having that conversation, somebody else may not be able to have that conversation with you. Because I think what happens is a lot of time we expect people to have common sense like we do, but that is not the case because we were raised differently. We think about things differently. We approach things differently. And I think, and that's what I'm saying, I used to think communication was so important. Yes, it's up there, but comprehension is even more important. And I'm saying, like, I hear you. I get it. Because, first of all, for me, I don't have a lot of time. So for somebody to waste my time and I'm going out on dates and I'm spending money, you know, and I'm making time in my busy-ass schedule and then I don't hear from you no more. So the point I'm trying to make is, like, yo, I spent a great many years, LSO, being angry, like, pissed off at the world, and I could have blocked my best blessings from meeting someone else. But all I'm saying to you is sometimes we need to be thankful that those people are now not a part of our lives. Because, again, not everybody's meant for your destination, but everybody's going to be on your journey. But the destination, everybody's not on that ride. So I think we just need to do a little better at just thinking about things in a more holistic sense. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, and I've come a long way, but I have been working on it. I have even gotten better at it in any and every situation, regardless how bad it is or how much it hurts. I try to pull something out of that situation for a learning experience or for it to elevate me to a higher level of whatever it may be. So I have done that, but now I'm some certain things, even though there may be a learning lesson in it, I'm not going to tolerate. Let's be open, let's be honest, let's be clear. If you're not speaking English, let's go to Google and type in what it is you're saying and let it translate, so that we both understand what it is we're both getting into, what it is that we both want, what it is that we don't both, what we don't want, what we're willing to compromise on, all of that. Because the time, like 20 minutes ago, is gone, and I cannot relive that or get that back again, don't waste my time. That's all I'm saying. And to give me the benefit of the doubt so that I can make my own decision for me. Okay, let's see the nonsense, that text message. Bullshit. Ain't nothing but chewed up grass, and that comes out of a cow's ass. I think that was in reference to, I don't know. And then he said,
I'm a little confused about that one. I'm a little,
I think we continued talking, but the messages came in as we were talking, so I didn't say the message based on what we were talking about at that time. Then he said, tell her to kick rocks, or tell him to kick rocks. And he said, mad at what? Let them hoes be hoes. Let the thotness lead them to the promised land. You know what? See, this is why I don't be reading your nonsense. And I know you probably in your house cracking up laughing and you trying to read what the nonsense you damn it is saying. But again, you know, we're going to try to get in a couple of more songs before we get in a couple of more questions before we close out. I apologize again. You know, we had a little technical difficulty, but we made it work. We were like a couple of minutes behind. LOL my ass. Maybe about half an hour, 40 minutes behind, but that's okay. We're going to make this all up for you. So we're going to, let me leave y'all with a question, something y'all to think about. What is the intent of the pursuit? Is it a relationship, sex, friendship? Explained. So I'm going to leave y'all with that question. We're going to go play some songs, and we'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere. Just think about those questions. You hear me? We'll be back.
Here I go, I'm on my own. This is the first show without you. Gotta face the crowd, I hope the lights are down. And let the music drown out the thought of you. All all these girls don't rock my world. No, not the way that you used to. There goes our song. Ooh, it's been too long. I'm running, but I can't escape you. Like you're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your hips, like I barely got a grip. Ooh, I miss your body against me.
People I reached out to, they ignore me. They gon' regret it when it's back right. They wanna act like I'm nobody special. Till I pull up in that Jag like, I don't think I met you. If you ain't help me get it, then I promise I won't help you. You by yourself, I was by myself too. Talk to y'all like this, ain't no watches on my wrist. No designer, I spent all my money on trying to get rich. All these bill collectors keep calling like they ain't on the block list. My voicemail say if I missed your call, then call me back when I'm rich. I don't lie no more because I heard that mean that you're scared. Only scared of saying something and don't mean what I said. Keep it real like for real, keep it real like these bills. Keep it real like the struggle that made me feel how I feel. I'm too authentic, see I walk and I talk different, ay. All business, I don't like to kick it, y'all tripping, ay. I just want the living room with the garage in it, ay. I was told if you ain't living rich, you not living, ay. Ay, yellow, you the man, how you do it, man, ay. Ay, you was just broke, how did you maneuver, man, ay. Old friends want me to save them like is you Superman. Yellow head like a Super Saiyan, but I ain't Superman. Yellow, I just tell it like it's supposed to be. My mama said I could be anything I wanna be. Ay, 6 a.m. I'm probably up cause I can't go to sleep. Ay, I invested in my my girl, now she make more than me. I can't die before $1 million. All I ever really wanted was to prosper. Lord knows that I'm tired of the bottom. Yellow! Hey, and shout out to everybody who don't believe in me, man. And shout out to everybody who do. But for the ones who don't believe in me, I want y'all to keep it that way. Cause I want y'all to see me when I make it to the top, you hear me? Hey, yellow!
Welcome back. Before we went on music selection break, I left you all with a question. And the question is, what is the intent of the pursuit? A relationship, sex, friendship, explain. I received a text message. He said, damn, Been so long, I don't remember, LOL. Damn, yo, I've been dating my wife for 18 years, B. I guess it's seeing that smile when we talk and connect like we did when we first met. Oh, that is so cute. Gag me. Why don't you? But
you like that. You like to be gagged, so hush.
I do. Confession. Well, getting me out, but it can be all of the above. You're attracted to a person physically first, then once the convo ensures, then you place them accordingly. And then we have Muscle Max. He put, again, depends on what you're looking for and what vibes you're getting out there. 99% of the chase is physical. What happens after that dictates all actions going forward. Soldier, what do you have to say in regards to that?
I mean, you know, it's going to be different for everybody. But I think it's going to be different for everybody. You know, some people, you know, pursuing for sex. Some people pursuing for marriage. Some people pursuing because they're lonely. But I think even with that said, you know what I'm saying, people just need to be up front and up close and personal and let people know. Like, let's not play the game. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to, you know, if you're just trying to rock with me, you know, intimately, then let me know. You know, and I think, again, you'd be surprised. Somebody might say, yo, I'm down for that. You know what I'm saying? But I think, because, I mean, I think you alluded to that earlier. You know, don't play games. Like, don't tell me no dreams in terms of, oh, I want to be with you, but you really just trying to get up in my pants. And then once you get the cookie, it's like, boom, what's up? Like, where you gone? You know, oh, you know, I'm trying to get it together. You know, I got some work to do.
Your pursuit will dictate, well, what it is you're looking for will dictate how you will pursue someone. Like, you may just want someone for sex. So if that be the case, then that's what your pursuit should signify. That's what you're going to do. But don't pursue someone on the terms of, oh, we're going to be in a relationship and you know all you want is sex. That's, you make people tend to catch a case behind something like that. Stop. My thing is be upfront with what it is that you want so I, in turn, can respond accordingly. Do not mislead me. Do not misguide me. Tell me upfront. Let me make my own decision. But let's try to get in one more question before. Wow.
But you know what could happen, right? You know, soldier is always about how you show up, right? Things, you know, I'm always looking at it from a different perspective. Let's say somebody's pursuing you just to have sex. Who's to say that that person's not going to fall in love with you? I mean, everything we do in life, we take a chance. There's no guarantees. So I'm just saying, like, that's why we need to be upfront. But then also, we just need to really enjoy the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, dude, real talk, I'm enjoying the hell out of life right now. I thought my life was amazing, and my life is pretty damn amazing. But somebody has come into my life and just made it all that much better.
Nice.
So what I'm saying is, man, it's how you show up, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just really need to enjoy today, enjoy the moment. You know what I'm saying? We need to get out of our own way, out of our own heads. Because you're right. Like, who wants to waste time? You know, don't sell me no dreams. Like, okay, I want to be with you. Hey, listen, it's happened to me. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, there's always buyer's remorse. People can change their mind. We can't give people crap for changing their mind. Listen, I mean, unfortunately, it may sound like a cop-out, but guess what? People have a right to change their mind. We don't want to hear it because sometimes it catches us off guard. Like, what do you mean you don't want to be with me no more? We've been rocking out for X amount of years, or we have, you know, we built this together. And guess what? It happens. You know what I'm saying? And listen, I'm not going to sit here and say it doesn't hurt and, you know, people don't get depressed and, you know, there's drama. But listen, at the end of the day, we all have that right to choose. So we can't be mad at somebody for choosing not to be with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, yes, it will hurt. Yes, you may feel played, but at the end of the day, I, like I said, listen, it's going to sound like, you know, like Cupid shot me in the ass or something. But I just think, like, yo, real talk, if somebody doesn't want to be a part of your life based on, you know, you guys have been in a relationship or you have built X amount of years together and they don't want to be a part of your life, yo, you know what? It's okay. The thing is, we're trying to understand why they don't want to be with us. People change. People have been married 30, 40 years. Yo, I don't want to be married no more. And then you look at them like, hey, what? What happened? People change. People, you know, the quality of life change. And I'm, listen, don't, you know, throw salt in my face or water in my face or a drink in my face. I'm not saying it's easy when you get hurt. I've been hurt. You know, I've hurt people. So all I'm saying is, listen, we need to be clear. Like, yo, there's no guarantees in life. So just show up and enjoy today, this moment. If somebody is making you happy today, yo, be thankful, brutally thankful that, wow, look what the universe has blessed me with. And that's all we can really ask for.
What? It still goes back to being honest, because some people need closure and they need to know the why certain things happen. And without them knowing the why, they beat themselves up. I mean, the reality of it, because they don't know the why, and they're going to go and beat themselves up, especially women. A lot of women, they're going to beat themselves up, or why he didn't want me, or why did he use me, or why did he do this, or why did he do that. But some, if they get that answer, that why answer, they then can forgive themselves much
sooner.
Well,
let me say this. Let me say this. Because, you know, I like you, I'm going to play devil's advocate tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What if? Just what if that why doesn't make sense to you? What if that why, because people lie, right? So what if that why is all bullshit? What if that why makes absolutely no sense to you? So my point is, somebody can give you 5,000 reasons why they don't want to be with you no more. It doesn't mean any of those reasons are right. It doesn't mean anything. That's that person's so-called reason, but we never really know. We'd like to think that people are always going to be honest with us, right? But that's why we're always wrong, because we expect people to be open, upfront, honest. We want, because you know what? That's what we are. We have integrity, and we want everybody to have integrity. Everybody doesn't. Why do you think there's so much divorce? Because guess what? We like to think this wedding that we paid $50,000, $60,000 for, and we had all our friends and family and, you know, professed our love in front of God and our friends and family. But guess what? It's just a piece of paper, right? And even with all of that, people cheat. Even, you know, people front like, oh, I had this great relationship. People cheat for whatever reason. But the reason why I have a problem with closure, because your reason, your why, may never make sense to me. Because I'm just going to give you a quick story. When the woman I was with for 5 years so-called gave me the reason why, it made no sense to me. Because I'm like, wait, you couldn't tell me that you wanted to see other people? Like, I'm the easiest person there is to talk to. Well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. So you cheating on me for the 5 years wasn't going to hurt my feelings. So the point I'm trying to make is we expect people to be like us, and I think we're always going to fail in that aspect. Listen, the why may never make sense. The why might be a bold-faced lie. So,
but the point being, you did get the why. Whether it makes sense or not, you did get it. Now, what you do with it, that's you.
Makes sense.
But, I mean, you know, it's what it is. You live and you learn. But people, please be honest. If you don't want to be honest with yourself, fine. But be honest with me, because, you know.
If you're not, she's going to jump on your
I'm
back.
The way I'm set up, absolutely. Tell them again. The way I'm
she
set gonna up.
She's going to jump on your back and choke you out.
But, y'all, we coming in to close out tonight. We're bringing it all to a close. I would like to send a shout-out to my team and my supporters, my fellow station mates of the Unchained Crew on Tuesdays and Grit Grind on Wednesdays. They're in the same time slot, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 p.m. Central Time. So be sure to tune in and support them as well. Thank you to my co-host, Soldier of Love, for always rocking out. You know, we had to wait it out a half an hour, 40 minutes before the show started. But, you know, we did what we had to do in the interim. We have a bunch of birthdays this week alone. Today is actually my partner's birthday, and I've been calling him. I called him like 3 times. Still have not gotten in touch with him. I have a couple more hours to get in touch to say happy birthday. I want to also say happy birthday to Darren, Tanya Snowden, Aisha Harris, Shalon, Uncle Stanley, Serene, Christine, that's the Ashu family. Serene is also the Ashu family, and Michael Sims. Also, congratulations to all the graduating classes of 2019, be it the step-up ceremonies, high school, college, master's, PhDs. Congratulations to each and every one of you, because it's not easy. And also, you know, the one-year anniversary of the show. So what? It was June 10th, but I can say it as much as I want to.
No doubt.
Don't forget to tell me your birthday is, so you can get an LSO Tweet Show shout-out on your special day. And thank you to each and every one of you for your love, support, and encouragement. You rock. Just know Soldier and I greatly appreciate you tuning in and being a part of this with us. Soldier, would you like to give any shout-outs?
And always. Again, Soldier apologizes for his voice. Soldier's getting worse and worse by the minute. But I just wanted to say, listen, people, we have amazing lives. There's nothing that is unattainable in any of our lives. Believe in yourself, believe in love, and believe in others. And just use love. Always use love as your guide. Soldier of Love out.
Okay. Remember, we will be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in to lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand or you want to be a sponsor of the show, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL the Chairman with his vision and his promise to support your local come up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you would like, you can give us your feedback in the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Let's show some support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com, and you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. Also, Soldier of Love, you can find his merchandise at soldieroflove.clothing. And you can also follow him on Instagram at soldieroflove.clothing. In tonight's closure, June 11, 2019, about 2 weeks ago, it marked 1 year of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. And this has been a phenomenal ride for Soldier and I. When we started out on this venture, we didn't know what we were doing. And it just came to us naturally. When I was given the show, I'm still talking, thinking that I'm going to be a co-host or filling in, not that this is my show. And when I called Soldier to let him know of what was given to me, and I said, I would like for you to rock out with me, before I can even finish, he was already, he already had my back. Before I even got it all out asking him, will he ride out with me, he already had my back. So.
Yo, that's what we do.
All day. With that said, have you enjoyed this ride with us as well? We hope you have. If not, we're going to have to bring you a little bit more of something. All you got to do is let us know. We will not be scared to bring the topic to the forefront. All those little taboo topics, well, some we may try to veer off because, you know, we don't want no controversy, but we'll address anything as it may be. We are ready to take off on this journey to continue bringing you all the taboo topics and full transparency. So feel free to reach out to us with your suggestions. We want to remind you to love yourself even with your flaws and your battle wounds. We are all the perfect creation of being imperfect. Begin loving on yourself and watch the dynamics of your energy change. Your well-being will demand certain things from others. People have become so complacent in the need and the want from others that they forget it begins with self. Every day, do something to put a smile on your face and watch others mimic that. Write yourself a note of encouragement. Buy yourself that scoop of ice cream. Go to dinner by yourself. Read an LSO book out loud, that is. Or even reach out to a family member and let them know you love them. You never know how you may have changed someone's life and as well changed your life in the interim of doing just those little things. As Soldier of Love always say, live in the moment. Trust me, nothing is planned to any of us or for any of us. But I can assure you that death will come whether you're ready or not. So before your transition, learn to live and enjoy living. Enjoy your life by taking living by storm. Do any and all things you think to do without doubting yourself. Dive head first if necessary, pun intended. Live life to your best without hesitation or regrets. Only you can live your life, so make sure you are making yourself happy. Do not be afraid to let go of what may be weighing you down so that you can soar. Now, in the seventh month of 2019, what can you say you've accomplished thus far? Half the year is already gone. You can't go back and get nothing prior to this very moment. With what memories have you made? The old saying, here today, gone tomorrow, has been replaced with here today, gone today. Do the things you've dreamt of. Try something you thought impossible. As I read that word, as I am possible. It's not too late to set yourself up for 2019 to be successful. So take full ownership of yourself and reminder, in case you forget, you own the rights to yourself. Some people get caught up in everything else and not paying attention to self. Know that you own the rights to yourself. Elevate yourself. Get yourself in a position to do as you may, when you want, how you want, and why you want. When you do that, others are going to begin to mimic exactly what it is you're doing. And when they see you doing as such, they're going to change how they respond to you or how they present themselves to you or how they come to you for anything. When you take yourself out of eye level and you elevate yourself, you will cause them, either they're going to elevate with you or you're going to leave them behind. It's one or the other. Everyone is not meant to travel on your journey with you. So when it's time for them to get off, let them go and you continue on about your journey, because everyone's journey is different. Needless to say, each and every one of our destinations are different. Always remember, what's for you can and will only be for you. No one else can have what's for you. You are great, you are needed, and you are loved. LSO and Soldier of Love would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show and hanging out with us. You could have been anywhere else this evening, but you decided to be here with us, and we greatly appreciate that. We invite you to continue on our radio journey, enjoying the ride every Monday night. And don't forget to pay it forward. Hashtag my LSO journey. I'm sure you have a journey of your own. And I wish you nothing. Well, let me not say I. We wish you nothing but the best. Enjoy. Have a good night. Yours in sweetness. LSO. Soldier Love. We out.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, everyone.